From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast. George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs back with us from criticalhealthnews.com. He's a registered pharmacist, nutritionist, and cosmetic chemist. Has been compounding custom medications, formulating nutritional and skin care products, and consulting with doctors and patients since graduated from the University of Colorado School of Pharmacy back in 1986. Does it seem that long ago, Ben?
George, that seems so long ago. 1986. What do you think?
How long is pharmacy school last?
It's five. Well, now they have 6 years. When I went to pharmacy school, it was 5 years. Now I think it's 6 years. But you have to have a science background. You have to have a kind of like a basic science background, and then you go to pharmacy school. So altogether, it's about 5 or 6 years, depending on what your background is.
Do you need to get your BA degree first,
yeah,
and then you move
get
into
BA,
that?
And then you got to take the basic organic chemistry and biochemistry. It's a lot of chemistry.
How was your Thanksgiving?
I loved it. I love Thanksgiving. You know, it's quiet, it's peaceful, and we, George, no matter how bad things seem, and when you listen to the news, it seems like the world's falling apart, we have so much to give thanks for, so much to be grateful for. One of the things I do in my spare time is I go to, which I don't have a lot of spare time, is I go to nursing homes and visit folks. And let me tell you something. If you have your health, you have everything. And we sometimes forget how valuable that is with all the things that are going on in the world, all things that can go on with our personal lives, our family lives, our finances, et cetera. If you have your health, you have everything. And that's what this is all about, George. We want to help people stay healthy, and we want to help people get healthy if they're not.
Absolutely. We'll take calls soon with pharmacist Ben Fuchs this half hour and then all of next hour, so get ready. Ben, I had a guest on last week who just talked about the wonders of omegas. What do you think?
Omega is kind of a generic term. It refers to the shape of a molecule. Now, I think you're talking about omega-6 and omega-3. Is that what you're referring to?
The fish oils,
Well, fish oil is an omega-3 derivative. But generally speaking, what your guest is probably talking about is a molecule called an essential fatty acid. And there's two of them. There's omega-6 essential fatty acids and omega-3 essential fatty acids. And, George, they are unspeakably important. They're nature's aspirin. They're nature's statin drugs. They're nature's estrogen. They have blood thinning and blood fluidizing properties. They have anti-inflammatory properties, pain-relieving properties. You know, I'm in the skin business, George. The most important ingredient for your skin, for dry skin, as well as for inflammatory skin diseases, are these essential fatty acids and longevity's ultimate EFAs for psoriasis, for dermatitis, for dry skin, not to mention hormone problems and helping lower blood cholesterol, are unspeakably valuable. So whoever your guest was, he is absolutely right on.
And he's a doctor that deals with mental situations, too, and he thinks it's great for the brain.
Heck yes, it is. Your brain, you know, George, we're all fatheads. Our brain is 60% or so fat, and eating the wrong kinds of fats can't help but have inflammatory effects on the brain and lead to cognitive decline issues, not to mention full-blown mental health problems. So right on for that guy, whoever that was. And always, 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 when you take your fish oil or your omega fatty acids, your ultimate EFAs from longevity, make sure you're using vitamin E, which helps protect those essential fatty acids. Because as valuable as they are, George, they're very unstable. And this is a kind of a theme innate in the world of nutrition. A lot of things that are really valuable are very unstable, and to the degree that they're unstable, that's the degree they're valuable. So, for example, essential fatty acids are really, really, really valuable, but they're really unstable. Likewise, vitamin C and likewise the B complex. And this is why it's so important, George, to supplement. Because when we cook our foods, or when we process our foods, or when we store our foods even, they lose their nutritional value because the nutrients are so unstable. Nutritional supplementation helps you bypass that instability, that natural instability that these nutrients have when you cook and when you process. And this is why a nutritional supplement program is so darn important.
A lot of emails in for you, Ben, and the first one is a pet email from Beatrice in Wisconsin.
A pet? Did you say a pet?
Pet, P-E-T.
Okay.
She wants to know How much water do you give your dog every day?
You know what?
Or will a dog just take it when they want it?
Exactly. I was about to say, animals have a certain sense that human beings don't necessarily have, because we've got other things we're thinking about. Animals are focused on their physical lives in a way that human beings aren't. We focus on our mental lives. Animals don't, if you put a dish of water out, an animal will drink it, and when it's done, has enough water, it's not going to drink anymore. So you don't have to worry about that with an animal. Interestingly though, George, domesticated animals like dogs and cats, they suffer from some of the same problems that we do. In terms of obesity and diabetes and cancer and even mental health problems. You know, there's doggy Prozac and there's a kitty Prozac. Dogs get depressed and cats get depressed. But animals in the wild, they don't have the same problems as domesticated animals. And, of course, human beings can, in many ways, can be considered to be domesticated animals. Many of our lifestyle habits and the way we eat and the way we live our lives lead to domestication. Fluoride in the water, for example, is a domesticating agent. Sugar in foods is a domesticating agent. We interact with a lot of substances that we're encouraged to interact with that have this kind of dumbing down, domesticating effect, and that's why human beings aren't lions. We're pussycats.
On top of that, tell us about dehydration. How does that occur?
Is really interesting. You know, a lot of times people eat when they're really thirsty. And in fact, for folks who can't, who have food cravings, who can't get off of food, try drinking water, or even better, drink Beyond Tangy Tangerine water. You get some nutrients in with your water, and you'll find that you're eating less food. Dehydration can cause things like chronic pain, particularly back pain and joint pain can be the result of dehydration. Fatigue can be the result of dehydration. Excessive snacking and eating, as I say, can be caused by dehydration. So using liquids, and not just water, by the way, because when you drink water, George, you excrete your water-soluble vitamins and your electrolytes. And a lot of folks who are walking around with water bottles and drinking lots of water, which is a good thing, in moderation, are actually losing nutrients, which is why you want to use Beyond Tangy Tangerine in your water to make sure that you're replacing those water-soluble nutrients, particularly the B vitamins and vitamin C and electrolytes.
Pretty dramatic, isn't it?
Yes, sir. And it's interesting how water, something as simple as water, can go a long way towards making you feel healthier and whole, especially, by the way, first thing in the morning. Diabetics or people who have blood sugar problems will know, if they're testing their blood sugar, that first thing in the morning their blood sugar is more concentrated. That's because you've gone to the bathroom a couple times in the middle of the night, you've sweated, you haven't drank water for 6 to 8 hours. So first thing in the morning, if you drink 32 ounces of water, this is what I do, I drink 32 ounces of water first thing in the morning, it's almost like coffee. It gives you an energizing effect as it fluidizes your blood and you get more blood to your brain, and it also has a positive effect on diluting blood sugar. So it's great for diabetics. First thing in the morning, drink 32 ounces of water, put a little Beyond Tangy Tangerine in there.
32 ounces of water is like a big liter bottle, isn't it?
32 ounces of water is about, I think it's about a quart. Let me think here. 32 ounces of water is a liter. Yes, that's exactly what it is. How'd you know that, George?
I know a lot of things about these things.
That's right. That's a liter. 32 ounces is a liter.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. The toll-free number to call for assistance, 1-855-949-7234 or 1-855-949-RADIO. And the website we invite you to go to often is criticalhealthnews.com. You can go to that anytime you want, and it's great information, isn't it, Ben?
We update it regularly. I personally do videos almost every week. We do a Zoom call video that goes right on criticalhealthnews.com. And by the way, if you want to join our videos, they're Fridays at 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and then Monday evenings at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
If you don't have your health, you don't have anything.
So true, George. That's so true. And you know what? For most of us, there's more things going right in our body than going wrong in our body. Even on your deathbed, there's more things going right in your body than going wrong. Do you know a single cell, George? You have 100 trillion of these things in your body. And a single cell, check this out, George, is capable of producing a billion chemical reactions a second. Can you imagine this, George? a billion chemical reactions a second. And these chemical reactions don't interfere with each other. They're perfectly synchronized and choreographed and regulated. And that's a single cell. How does that happen, George? We should be on our knees praising Jesus every moment in slack-jawed amazement at how magnificent the human body is on every single level.
How satisfying is it for you, Ben, to know that you're helping people?
I can't even tell you, George. I can't describe it. Every single day, I make sure I help at least 10 people. And I get to do it because I talk to large groups of people. I mean, just on this radio program, we're talking to millions of people. And I try to make sure I help at least 10 people every day. And I feel so blessed that I get to do that. I can sleep easy at night. I can look at myself in the mirror, and you know, George, when it comes time to meet my maker, I am going to know that I did a good job.
Well, you always do a good job, Ben. You're one of the best.
Right back at you, buddy, because you're doing the same thing.
The website, again, is criticalhealthnews.com, and we're going to start taking calls with pharmacist Ben Fuchs. The lines are open, and Gene is ready to take your call, so jump on board. Ask him questions about your health. Ask him questions about the people you care about, and he'll give you some great answers. And that toll-free number to call in case you miss any of his advice, 1-855-949-7234. Back in a moment with Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie along with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com. And as I mentioned, we'll take calls this half hour and next hour as well with the pharmacist who joins us every 6 weeks or so. You all getting ready for Christmas, Benjamin?
Yep. End of the year coming up, George. December goes by fast, and all of a sudden it's 2026.
I love the year from October to November through December. It's great, isn't it?
Quiet. December especially. Nice and peaceful and quiet, and everybody seems to be in a good mood.
We got a lot of snow in the St. Louis this weekend.
Did you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Like a blizzard?
Not a blizzard, but it just kept coming down.
Oh, wow. We haven't had any snow. It's been beautiful here. 45 degrees, sunny.
You're still in Colorado, aren't you?
Colorado, just outside Boulder, Colorado. Yeah, we don't get a lot of snow anymore. You still get hit with snow in the Midwest, though.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, we don't get a lot of snow. We get maybe three or four storms a year, snowstorms a year.
The mountains get a lot, though,
don't they? That's right. In the mountains, they get snow.
What would you say in your career with criticalhealthnews.com is the most satisfying thing you've come across?
Yeah, that's a great question. And I kind of try not to pay too much attention to the kind of the upside of nutritional supplementation when I help people, because I don't want it to, it's not really about me, George. It's really about the human body and what the human body is capable of. But the one thing that really stands out was the kid who had colon cancer, stage 4 colon cancer. And this is pretty much when I started working with you, 2015. Can you believe this is now our 11th year, George? I just put him on a program, and this was I think it was probably 2015, 2016. And you know what? Stage 4 colon cancer, George, and he completely turned it around. And to this day, that is the most satisfying and most gratifying experience that I've had as a nutritional pharmacist and as a consulting pharmacist. I have to tell you, that stands out. But I try not to pay too much attention because I don't want it to be about me. I want it to be about the human body and the potential that the human body has for reversing any chronic degenerative disease given a good nutritional supplement program like Doc Wallach has developed, dietary strategies, lifestyle strategies, meditation, activating the parasympathetic relaxation nervous system. There's so many tools we have at our disposal. Everybody who's listening to this program right now, if you're suffering from a chronic degenerative disease, understand that the medical model is not equipped, doesn't have the tools to help you reverse that condition. But with nutrition, supplementation, the longevity products, lifestyle strategies, breathing, relaxation response, activating the parasympathetic nervous system, we have dozens of God-given, natural, non-toxic strategies that we can use to reverse any chronic degenerative disease, any one of them, because it is in the body's nature to heal. The body wants to heal. And as long as you put the good stuff in and keep the bad stuff out, it's as simple as that. The human body is capable of miracles.
Let's start with the calls. East of the Rockies, Randy is with us in Ellicott City, Maryland. Welcome to the show. Hi, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
Yeah, hi, guys. Is there anything you take that would help with AFib?
Absolutely, 100%. But before I tell you what you can do for AFib from a nutritional standpoint, a lifestyle standpoint, let me tell you something. There ain't nothing that the cardiologist or the medical model can do for AFib except to poison the heart. George, can you believe this? This is how the medical model treats AFib and cardiac heart disease. They use beta blockers and calcium channel blockers to literally poison the heart. Sometimes they'll even burn the heart, cauterize the heart with ablation. So here's the deal with AFib. First of all, when the heart doesn't get oxygen, it will jiggle. You know, a heartbeat is a very, very tightly controlled and regulated process. The way electrical energy is initiated in what they call pacemaker cells and then spreads through the heart in order to create a beat is a very, very complex process. And in order for that complex process to occur, oxygen has to be present, and the blood has to be fluid enough to be able to move through the heart. So the first thing you want to do is you want to make sure you're oxygenating by slow, deep, rhythmic breathing on a regular basis. I do breathing exercises every morning, and anybody who's got any kind of cardiac problem would do well to do breathing exercises first thing in the morning. You can get an app called My Calm Beat, which will walk you through the breathing process. There are tons of YouTube videos that will help you do it as well. Moving the body can help oxygenate the blood and can help oxygenate the heart as well. So doing moderate exercise, doesn't have to be anything intense, just a brisk walk can help oxygenate the heart. And perhaps the most important strategy for protecting the heart and oxygenating the heart if you're dealing with AFib is to control your blood sugar. And there's a very tight relationship between AFib and diabetes and AFib and prediabetes. Once the blood becomes sugared, and this is literally what happens to the blood, George, it becomes caramelized. The blood, can you imagine this? The blood becomes sugared. It gets thick. They call it glycation. And
like syrup, right?
Like a syrup, exactly. And, you know, the blood, when we think of the blood or we see the blood, it looks like a red fluid, but it's much more complicated than a red fluid. It's got has to have just the right amount of oxygen, just the right amount of glucose, just the right amount of proteins, just the right amount of fat. The pH has to be kept just so. The fluid levels, the viscosity levels. There's so many parameters and specifications that the blood has to be maintained at. It can't help but the cardiovascular issues can't help but occur if you start to sugar the blood or toxicity enters into the blood through a leaky gut. So controlling your blood sugar becomes very, very important for AFib. I would get on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack, which provides Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plus nutrients that support blood sugar. And anybody who's dealing with either diabetes or prediabetes or weight issues would do well to get on the Healthy Blood Sugar Pack. And then I would also throw in the nutrients from the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, and that includes the ultimate selenium. Selenium is one of the very underappreciated minerals for cardiovascular health. And Doc was famous for talking about what he called Keyshawn's disease or Wallach's cardiomyopathy. So AFib is when the heart is not getting oxygenated correctly. It's secondary to lack of oxygen through breathing or through sticky blood. And working on moving the blood, oxygenating the blood, and reducing blood sugar is your major strategy.
What about magnesium?
Magnesium's unspeakably valuable. First of all, magnesium's a vasodilator. It opens up the blood vessels to improve the movement of blood. But magnesium also is important for blood sugar control. And do you know, George, magnesium deficiency is the number one mineral deficiency. Anywhere you see green in nature, you're looking at magnesium. So eat your green leafy vegetables and get on your OsteoMag if you want to have magnesium. You want to get magnesium. You know, if you're having a heart attack, they'll put magnesium literally right into your heart. That's how important magnesium is for cardiovascular health.
And Randy, if you missed anything, call this number because they're taking notes for you. 1-855-949-7234, especially if you're driving. Folks, you don't have the time to write these things down.
And, you know, I know I said it before, but anybody who wants to have some reinforcement on these ideas, get on our Zoom call on Friday, our Daily with Doc Zoom call, which I'm on every Friday, 1 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, and we review all of these ideas.
Roberta's with us in Tucson, Arizona. Hello, Roberta.
Roberta.
Hi, George. Hi, Ben. How can I improve the filtering system in my kidneys.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. Kidney disease is an epidemic, and it's tragic. And guess what the number one cause of kidney disease is, George and Roberta? Blood sugar problems. You know, the kidneys filter the blood, and any kind of dirt that gets in the blood, I say dirt, but really anything that gets in the blood that interferes with the circulatory system is going to end up damaging the kidneys. And the most important substance in the blood that damages the kidneys is sugar.
Jeez.
You know, you can be at 20% kidney function, 25% kidney function, and you don't even know you have a problem. That's how much redundancy is built into the kidneys. First of all, you got two kidneys. You got an extra kidney. And then second of all, within each kidney, you have redundancy. And so people will suffer from kidney – people will have kidney problems, and they don't even know because you don't have to you're not going to be diagnosed with chronic kidney disease until you're at 30 or 40% function. So you can have 60% damaged kidneys, and you're not even going to know that there's a problem. So the first thing you want to do for kidney disease is understand the relationship between blood sugar and damage to the kidneys. Now, there are also toxins and poisons in the blood that can damage the kidneys. But for the most part, people who are suffering from kidney disease are dealing with high blood sugar. Go on the ketogenic diet, which is a low-carbohydrate, low-calorie diet, and get on the healthy blood sugar pack and reduce your intake of fast-burning carbohydrates and drink fluids to dilute that blood sugar.
Why do we have two kidneys?
Because they're so darn important. The kidneys filter the blood.
Why don't we have two hearts, two livers?
You know, that's a good question. Why don't we have two hearts or two livers? You know, you'll have to. That's something we'll have to ask when we go and meet our maker. Why he gave us two kidneys? But that just demonstrates how important the kidneys are. They're cleaning the blood and they control the blood pressure as well. George, if you go to the doctor and you have high blood pressure, they'll tell you it's called essential hypertension. Essential hypertension refers to high blood pressure that has no cause. When doctors say the word essential, like essential tremors or essential hypertension, what they mean is we don't know what the cause is. And so what happens when you have hypertension is you'll get put on a drug that will open up the blood vessels. And that sounds great, right? It drops the pressure. But what they don't realize, the medical folks don't realize, and this is emblematic of the failure of the modern medical model, is to the body, high blood pressure is a way that it assures all the organs are getting oxygenated. So what happens is the blood doesn't circulate effectively because it's sticky, like with sugar, it gets glycated, that's a technical term, and because it's sticky, it does not deliver oxygen to the tissues. So the brain reads this, it says, oh my goodness, the spleen's not getting oxygen, the heart's not getting oxygen, the brain's not getting oxygen, the adrenals aren't getting oxygen, so it turns up the pressure to compensate. High blood pressure, essential hypertension, is adaptive. It's a compensatory mechanism that the body uses to make sure all the tissues are getting oxygenated. So when we go to the medical professionals who are so smart that they're dumb, they'll force the body to do exactly what it doesn't want to do, which is lower the pressure, which deprives the tissue of oxygen. So if you're dealing with these kinds of health challenges, whether it's essential hypertension or AFib or kidney disease, understand that these are mechanisms that the body is using to compensate, to adapt. The medical folks want us to think the body's stupid, that the body doesn't know what it's doing. The body is not stupid. Our medical professionals may be, but we're not. The body's not stupid. The body is compensating. And so what we want to do is we want to say, why is the body compensating? So when you have hypertension, the answer is not to shut down the pressure. The answer is to figure out why does the body need the pressure higher. And what we'll find out is it's because the blood is sticky and viscous due to sugar and due to a leaky gut. And by the way, those are the two causes of almost every single chronic degenerative disease you can name: elevated blood sugar or disturbances in blood sugar, and what they call a leaky gut, which you and I have talked about for years.
West of the Rockies, Charles is with us in Sacramento. Hey, Charles.
Hey, Charles.
Hi, George. I know that you're coming up on the top of the hour, so I'll just get right to it. You had a guest on last week with the LED lights, and I wonder if Mr. Fuchs could speak
speak to that. And I wanted to tell Doc Wallach, Merry Christmas. And I hope you have a wonderful new year. I think about you a lot, and I'm always praying for you, Doc Wallach.
That's awesome. Yeah, that's awesome. Thank you so much for that. Yeah, LED light therapy is a non-invasive treatment that uses different wavelengths of light to focus mostly on the skin. I'm not sure what this doc was talking about, if he was talking about using it for internal reasons, but I use it and I work with it in terms of skin conditions for anti-aging, for acne, for inflammation, stimulating collagen production, et cetera, and it can be very, very effective, particularly red light therapy.
Red light therapy seems to be booming these days.
And I'm telling you, it's a very, very effective way to treat the skin and skin diseases. And blue light's a big problem. Have you talked about blue light? Blue light from televisions and from computer monitors. And from
a little bit, yeah.
Yeah, it's being associated with a lot of issues, including, interestingly, blood sugar issues.
My father used to use 60 years ago an infrared light.
You know, you were raised right, George. Your parents knew what they were doing.
They really did.
Your mom was supplementing it, you know, back in the 50s and 60s. She was supplementing, and you were blessed, George. You're a blessed guy.
She's going to be 97 in May.
Are you serious? Congratulations. How's she doing?
She's doing great.
Yeah? And she's got all faculties, and she's cognitively there and all that stuff?
Yeah. They tell me she's driving out in Detroit.
No, come on. She's driving?
In Detroit. Stay off the roads, folks.
That's great. She really is literally driving?
Yeah, she still drives herself to the store.
That's awesome. Good for you, George. You got good
genes. There's something about keeping busy.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you get older.
Absolutely. Retire is expire. You want to always be moving. You always want to be doing something. Absolutely. What does she do?
She goes to church a lot.
Oh, that's good. That's beautiful.
That's her thing. She likes that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
She comes on every May. May 28th is her birthday. She comes on and gives us some words.
She's going to be 97.
She'll be 97.
She'll be 97. Okay, got it. Wow, she's walking history.
And she keeps doing what she's doing. I think she'll hit 100.
No reason why not, huh?
Ben Fuchs is with us. We're going to continue with calls next hour. Those of you on hold that didn't get on, don't worry. We'll get to you. And his website is criticalhealthnews.com. And how many years you've been associated with it, Ben?
Criticalhealthnews.com since the beginning, 2015. And by the way, George, health at criticalhealthnews.com. We love getting emails. We answer them all personally.
You're one of the best when it comes to that, my friend.
Thank you. God bless you, George. I appreciate that.
And how's your health? Good?
Praise God, man. I am so lucky and blessed. I can't tell you.
You'll have to tell us your regimen one day.
You know, I just do all the things I talk about on the program here. And it's not hard. And I don't go to doctors, don't take any prescription drugs, never have. I use nutritional supplements, I exercise, I meditate, I praise God every day, I breathe, relax, and just the basics, George.
Call's coming up next on Coast to Coast AM with Ben Fuchs.